Thanks for listening to the Last Days podcast with Dr. Todd and Katie Holmes. To stay connected, please check out the River of Tri-Cities Church on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or online at riverofticities.com. The Last Days podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, here's Dr. Todd and Katie Holmes.
So again, just be diligent in your mindsets. Be diligent in the way that even you function as a person, if I could say that. You know, there's people that you're around, like when you're around a positive person, it's like it makes you feel so much lighter.
It ignites you.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel so strong. Like, yeah. I can do it just because of their positive mindset. Understand, that's a godly mindset. That's a godly way. Do you think there is one thing impossible with the Lord? There literally is not at all. So that means we're his children. We're created in his image. There's literally nothing impossible to us. Just like you were just saying, there's no limits at all.
No limits at all. So whatever it might be that you might be looking at right now, and you'll say, hey, I'm discouraged about this. Well, what's the word of God have to say? You know, the word says in Jude 1:20, Amplified, but you, beloved, building yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
If you're not praying in the Holy Ghost, I mean a lot, then you're missing it. I'm not just talking like, I prayed for a couple minutes this week. You are missing so much. You are wimpy. Okay.
Yeah, and if you're praying this prayer,
No. You got to turn up the flame.
You can even tell by the tone of how some people pray and the volume and everything. Like, I don't even think they believe what even they're doing or anything. I mean, who is going to impact anything? Like, if you don't,
they talk
if
it that way, yeah. They pray that way, they think that way.
Right.
It's depressing.
They walk that way, their posture's that way. You know, you can look at people tell.
Look in the mirror.
Yes.
You look in the mirror.
Yeah, you can actually tell people, just looking at people, the way that they shake your hand, the way they look in your eyes, mm-hmm. the way they carry themselves, what their posture is like, the way they're dressed. You can actually, just from those things, tell if they're a victor in life or if they're just
victim.
Like, yeah, a victim and like, you know, the world is like falling on my head,
yep,
you know?
That's true.
So it is, as we say about you know, a few different things and even in regards to giving and stuff, but it applies in this area that if what you're doing does not even move you, it's certainly not moving God. And the same with that, like that praying in the spirit, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? If you're not even feeling anything, you're not even like mixing your faith with what you're believing, knowing that you're actually directly communicating with the maker of the universe, mm-hmm. with the one who holds everything, who can literally has already actually given you everything. You possess everything. People just don't even have that revelation, but it's like you literally, I mean, if you understand who is on the inside of you, who created you and what is at your disposal and who you're talking to, then you don't just sit there slumped and go, karabo samba kaya, oh God, help me. I mean, no revelation.
Mm-mm. But you know, people that have mindsets like that, some of them are like, because that mindset is opposed to the mindset of God. And if somebody comes along and they have the mind of Christ and they begin to talk that, and some people will walk away from you. It will bring a division.
That is
actually
very true.
Okay. It will bring a division. Some people don't want to be around that,
right?
Because they have become negative. And right. they
love being the victim because they get some attention from it.
Yeah. And if you try to help them move out of that, they get violently opposed to you. They rebuke you. They don't like you. They'll cuss you out.
Yeah, they want to stay where they're at, and they're convicted by your success
even.
Or your growth, your presence. Yes.
Absolutely. Paul, as he even was writing to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 3, he says, however, brethren, I couldn't talk to you as to spiritual men, but as to non-spiritual men of the flesh, in whom the carnal nature predominates, wow. as to mere infants in the new life in Christ, unable to talk yet. He said, I can't even talk to you like I need to.
You big babies.
I got to talk baby talk to you. because you don't even have the capacity to receive something great.
Yes.
Can you hear this? Do you have the capacity to receive something great? Yes. Otherwise, how is something significant going to happen with you, for you, or to you?
Right.
You've got to have the capacity for greatness.
Yes.
Now I'm getting way into Sunday. Okay.
I can tell
you,
that.
You have to have a capacity to receive something supernatural. You've got to set yourself up like, I'm going to get something. I am ready. Something amazing is getting ready to happen to me. Something supernatural is getting ready to go down. I am ready. I feel it. Yes. It was that old song. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's an old Phil Collins song, yeah.
Oh,
but I want to tell you, they used to sing that at a church.
I don't even know what church that was.
But it
was
wasn't,
great,
no,
anyway,
it wasn't
it
for
wasn't
that. But anyway.
Oh,
but
my.
I'm just saying, you set yourself to receive things.
Yes, that's so true.
And some people just, you know, I got friends in low places. And that is their thing.
That's their theme, song.
God is great, beer is good, people are crazy, you know, and that is their theme in life.
Yeah, because, God is great, people are crazy, not the...
Yeah, but the thing is that that's their mindset. That's as high as they go.
Right.
What comes out of your mouth actually determines, like, so much of what you are going to have take place in your life.
That's so true, and that's why we often encourage people to get rid of the excuses.
Oh,
because
my gosh, yes.
Just literally that coming out of your mouth, an excuse, actually holds you captive right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have validated it as a reason in your mind, and it's come out of your mouth. It's very actually pretty much solidified in you, unless you make a radical change and do like the exact opposite. But you've solidified that in yourself as a reason of why you can't do something. Something isn't open to you. Or, you know, you don't have what it takes, or, you know, whatever the excuse is.
We're exactly right. What are you repeating that somebody else has told you won't work? Or somebody else has told you this is wrong? Somebody else has told you there's no way out of? Somebody else has told you this is the way you're going to live, or you're gonna have to be with this till you die? What are you repeating? What's coming out of your mouth? Because that determines your life, actually.
It does, totally.
Out of your mouth comes life and death, blessing and cursing. And so you make a decision. Am I going to live a life of blessing? Am I going to live a life of life? Or am I going to just talk rubbish, talk junk, talk defeat, talk impossibilities, talk situations and circumstances that cannot change? Because that then is how you're going to live your life. If you've got a business, you talk down, you talk about how bad business is and everything like that, you're going to have a bad business.
Yes.
You will never succeed.
That's
you
true.
Will go down. Okay, and not succeed in anything. But if you change your mindset and you begin to speak the word of God and you begin to speak what God has to say, I want to tell you, before I went into ministry, I worked
You were
a secular
ministry part time, but you were working.
Oh yeah, but in full time, yeah.
Yeah, you were
before
working.
I went in full time into ministry. I was working in a secular job, and I learned, and it was in sales. And I was supernaturally effective because I learned how to determine speak. The direction I was going. And it all came out of my mouth. And I would actually speak to what I sold.
Right.
And people think, you're a nut job. Well, I want to tell you, I was doing very well as a nut job, okay, financially. I mean, because I sold and sold and sold, and nobody could touch my sales. And outsold management, outsold everybody else in the company for years because I determined, and I learned this just listening to the word of faith, and that, you know what, you have control over the things that you're over. And I learned that those things that I sell, I began to speak to them. I said, you will look good to the customers. You will look good to the people that need you. And I command you to be sold into other people's hands in the name of Jesus. And then, you know, people coming around, they go, how in the world have you sold this much? Well, and I told one of the guys I was working with, because he didn't believe it. He was a 33rd degree Mason. And he was like, how? He goes, I've never heard of anybody selling like this. And you came into this company and you had no prior experience. And in your first year, you're outselling people who have been doing this for like forever. And he was one of them. And so he was just like really, really mad at me. He goes, how do you do it? And his name was Wayne Hall. I said, Wayne, I want to tell you, this is what I do. And I said, I talk to the merchandise. And he just looks at me. And he got so mad. He goes, why are you lying to me and telling me? I said, Wayne, I am telling you the exact truth. I speak to these to this merchandise, and I command it to be sold in the name of Jesus. And he said, you don't do that. I said, I do do that. I said, you come in early with me. And I said, you'll learn. I go around and I begin to speak. And I said, and the things that I speak, I have, I possess. This is the way it works. And then another guy that was actually a Christian, when I started talking to him about it, he goes, well, I'm going to do it along with you. Hallelujah. And so, you know what? He became he's the second most, person that had the largest sales. Why? And so we're selling actually the same stuff. We are we're selling the same stuff, and both of us are blessed and prospering. His name was George Miller, and George, I mean, a wonderful man. And so we just saw, you know what, this works. And you know, the enemy can't stop you when God has blessed you.
That's right.
I said the enemy can't stop you when God has blessed you if you believe in the blessing of the Lord and you continue on with the plan that God has for your life and you walk in it, then I want to tell you, it's going to overtake you. The blessing of the Lord was made to overtake people.
Yes, that's so true.
The blessing of the Lord. It was that's the purpose of it, to overtake.
Right.
Not to just kind of like be around you. Right. I'm around the blessings. I don't want to be around the blessing. I want to be overtaken by the blessing of the Lord. And so therefore, I have to increase my capacity to receive blessing. I'm getting blessed just talking about this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Praise God.
That's awesome. I love how we're just now starting to, you know, see some of that really happening in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And it's awesome.
What just took place with Jonathan and Adala Shuttlesworth.
Yes,
now they've just taken possession of this property. How much? $12-15 million property,
something
or something like
that.
That.
Huge
and
they conference
they just
you know,
acquired it. I saw
acres,
that
yeah.
Jesse Duplantis just flew in there to see it. And
they're dedicating it tonight.
Yeah, dedicating it. Yeah, and we're recording this, of course, previously. But
right.
Absolutely amazing. I love to see this. I love to hear this, because that God is a God of blessing.
Yes.
And he's always been that way. If from the very beginning, I mean, Abraham was his man. Actually, before that was even written, Job's the oldest book in the Bible. I was sharing this on Sunday, and this kind of goes along with my significance message also. But Job was a man of significance. I mean, he was the greatest man in the East. That's what the Word of God says in Job chapter 1. I mean, he was outfitted, people. Why? Because the blessing of the Lord was on him. This is before the Bible was written. There was no Pentateuch. He just believed God. And just like Abraham, God counted it for him as righteousness. You just live according to what I want, and I'm going to bless you. Job was an exceptionally blessed man. So blessed that God noticed the blessing on him, and God started bragging to the devil about Job.
Yes.
I mean, when was the last time God bragged to the devil about you and your blessing and your prosperity and how well you are doing? I mean, that is significant.
Yes.
Are you a significantly blessed person? You should be.
Yes.
You should be. And so start rising in significance. Start rising in all of these things, how effectively you are living in this world and in the realm of heaven, because this is how we were made to live. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And so in every realm that we touch, we should be powerful. You should be a powerful in three realms, not just two worlds, three.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Because even that's what that, we are.
Yeah. We were made perfectly. You, your body, your mind, mm-hmm. and your spirit.
Right.
You were created in the image of God. Now, I know this flesh, it has its nature, but your spirit, if your spirit is king and your flesh is slave, your spirit can make your flesh do excellently.
Right.
It can raise right. the so standard. Your so spirit true. Has to raise the standard that your, because your body, your carnal man has a standard. It's a fleshly limited standard. But your spirit takes charge and your spirit says, no, this is how you're going to operate. Your right. mind, no, this is how you will operate. You will not have that low level of thinking. You will not operate and act in those low level ways. You will not work slothfully.
Right.
Lazily. You yes. will not do that. The spirit has to crack the whip. Wow, yes. that was powerful. The spirit has to crack the whip and say, no, you're not going to be that way. This is the way you were created to be. I am going to overcome. I'm going to overcome in every area of my life. I will not just be a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. I will be on top spiritually. I will be on top mentally. I will be on top physically. In right. Jesus' name.
Amen.
And so start turning things around. I'm preaching to myself too, okay? Start turning things around. What do you have to do to come up higher in whatever level that you touch, in whatever realm you touch, whatever world you touch? Come up to the highest level. Not just, okay, I'm going to go up another level. Come up to the highest level. Raise the standard way up. In your finances, raise the standard way up. Say, you know what? I'm going to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to be doing well. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a multimillionaire. I'm going to be, even if Brother Timothy used to say, I'm going to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And I'm on my way and it's going to happen. Boom. Right. Mic drop.
Right.
Take it, devil. That's it. This is what's going to happen. And so the devil's going to sit on the side. He's just going to take your lumps. You know what? Because I am doing what the kingdom of God has called for. And God is going to prosper me. God's going to bless me. Why? Because I'm in right relationship with him. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken mm-hmm. or their seed begging for bread. Amen. I'm going to prosper in every area of my life.
Amen. Amen.
We make that decision and we walk in it.
Right.
Determined.
Right. Just like 3 John 2 tells us, you know, beloved, I wish above all things that all they may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you see how prosperity is actually something that starts on the inside first. And there's no way that you can be prospering in every area of your life if on the inside, in your soulish area, in your emotions, there, your mindsets, the way you think is like, oh, I'm just a loser. I'm never going to amount to anything. I just believe, you know, what my parents, they told me that I wasn't smart and I could never do anything great. Well, you can't prosper with mindsets like that. Mm. That's why the mindsets have to line up with the word of God, and it's got to come out of your mouth. I love what Smith Wigglesworth would say. He'd say, when I get up in the morning, I don't ask Smith how he feels. I tell him how he feels. And maybe the reason why I love that so much is because, you know, for me, I'm not naturally just a morning person. Although
I concur.
I have noticed though, you know, even for me personally, just as, you know, cutting sugar out of my diet and things like that, it actually does help you to wake up better in the morning. It's interesting how, you know, everything is tied together. And I think that's another reason why people, they may have some success in one area of their life, but they don't realize that they are spirit, soul, and body. And you have to address each area, and you've got to make the changes so that in every single area of your life and way, you're actually thriving. And that's how true success comes, as I started out by saying. But you notice even what Smith Wigglesworth said is you understand that the discipline that he developed in his life was that everything was going to line up according to the words that he spoke.
There you go.
So even though, regardless of the way that he felt or anything, he was going to take authority. That's allowing the spirit man on the inside to rule, which is how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you were saying, babe, that your spirit is supposed to rule over your flesh, and that includes even your mindsets. It's supposed to rule over every soulish area of you. I mean, your destiny, what you achieve in life or what you don't achieve in life, goes directly back to the way that you think and speak. Okay.
That's true.
And I know even for myself, I just naturally speaking, I have changed so much. I have pushed myself to grow in certain areas, and the Lord has helped me, of course, immensely. And I'm not done whatsoever. I'm not content with where I'm at. I'm thankful I'm not where I used to be. And I'm thankful for what he has done and the growth that has come forth from my life. But I'll just say, naturally speaking, one of my biggest challenges is actually just with declaring the word of God, because I'm not naturally like a good communicator. I'm not, you know, naturally like a vocal person. And so I got to the point where I wasn't, you know, I wouldn't speak negative things, because of course that would be the tendency of your flesh. Even if you have people that they're not like real naturally outgoing or real naturally communicative, they would still, like, the first things, if they were going to say anything, it would be like complaining, or it'd be like, you know, someone else, you know, they're around someone else. Oh my gosh, why is it like raining again? I just can't stand the weather. And so immediately that other person just chimes in. I know, it's just, oh, aren't we just like so sick of this? Can we finally get sun or whatever? You know what I mean? So some people, it's like literally, you know, that's like the everything that they say has some negativity to it, because that's what they identify with and that's what they're used to, maybe. And sometimes they don't even realize it. But anyway, I had trained myself to not say negative things as much, but the Holy Spirit really convicted me, because I wasn't declaring out of my mouth what the Word of God says, or even things that are found within the framework of the Word of God. There are things that like, I am the most blessed person, you know, positive things. This is a great day for me. I mean, this day, I am going to be so blessed. I'm going to be a greater blessing than I ever even thought possible.
Come on, that's right.
See, you're going to go in the direction of your words. If you're not declaring the word of God, you're not declaring things and directing your life by your words, then you fall short actually of what God intended for you to access. And
so
see, a lot
true.
Of people are just stuck because they're like, well, if God wanted me to have this, if God wanted to bless me with this, if he wanted this door opening, then he would just do it. Not understanding he's already done that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that's accessing it by faith. But if you don't even believe it and you don't speak it out, it's not going to happen.
Amen.
And it's not because God didn't want that for you. It's because you didn't develop the discipline. You didn't do and activate the word of God, which is activated by your words, just like it was for the Lord. If the Lord himself never spoke out, you know, that he wanted creation, he never commanded that to come forth. He never said, let there be light. Do you realize there would not be? Even though it was his plan for it to be, if he, that's the way he activated it. And we're
that's
created
right.
in his image. And so people may make fun of you. Who cares? Who gives a rip about what other people think?
Right.
They're not going to walk in and access what you are going to.
That's so true.
But you have to decide, and you have to realize it's already been given to you. Not, you're not trying to get anything. It's already yours.
It's yours.
So speak it out, grab hold of it, and command it to come into being in the natural realm.
Amen. What is your awareness level? What are you sensitive to? Because, you know, some people are just very sensitive in the flesh. And I could say a lot there, but anyway.
Moody Judy. No.
Yeah. Moody Judy. There we go. But, you know, we have to be sensitive to the things of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 7, Verse 23, it says, "But I discern in my bodily members, in the sensitive appetites and wills of the flesh, a different law, a rule of action at war against the law of my mind," or my reason, "and making me a prisoner to the law of sin that dwells in my bodily organs, in the sensitive appetites and wills of the flesh." And so you, if you are become very sensitive to what your body says, or what your mind, carnal mind, wants, or what you feel, I want to tell you, you're going to miss the things of God. You're going to miss the plan that God has for you. But if you will change your ways and you will say, you know what? No, I'm going to be sensitive to the things of God. I am going to change my ways, and I'm going to come up higher. I'm going to put down any of that sensitivity to the flesh. Yes. And I am going to excel in the things of God. I'm going to excel in the things of the Spirit. And I will not be brought down or brought under by any of those things at all. You make a decision. You make the choice. The choice is yours to make.
Right.
You have to decide, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Right. And don't, you know, this is where I feel like when people are like, trying to come to a decision, or somebody else is trying to get you to come to a decision like we are right now, this is when like a lot of excuses will come forth.
Oh yeah.
You know, so again, part of deciding is an excuse is literally not even an option. You know, maybe you've heard one of the definitions of an excuse is a well-planned lie. Like literally, I mean, and I know this is so hard to receive sometimes, but literally when you give an excuse, it really, oftentimes, it doesn't line up. It's not truth. It doesn't line up with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And it may be an impossibility in your mind. That's why you're putting it out there. But again, this is where we have to line up our mind and our mindset with the Word of God. Let that be the final authority. A lot of times we will develop a mindset based upon what we have been surrounded with. And you've heard us talk many times before about how important it is who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say a lot of mindsets are truth to a person. They could be in total error, but to that person, they're truth because they really believe it in their heart. It's not just thoughts. They actually really believe it because it's something that has been repeated to them even as they've been growing up, or they were forming their mind in the way they thought was being formed, or it's just you've been surrounded enough by it. It's just like even with what the media presents, you know, as the saying goes, if you or if a lie is repeated enough, it becomes truth to the hearer. Why? Because if you hear something long enough, you actually will grab hold of it and you'll believe it. If you could just understand that principle actually works, then that's why you've got to hear the Word of God. That's why you've got to get yourself in the Word of God. These things that we talk about, all it really amounts to or boils down to is you just actually doing it. This is where a lot of people, they won't just do something. They can hear that, yes, sister, amen. Yes, that's so good. Preach it. I love that preaching. But then they don't actually do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally they stay the same. Okay? Do not do that. You've got to move up higher. God has higher things for you. It is time. God is actually waiting on us. We're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us. And God has amazing, amazing plans for you. And I believe this, that you have already been moving up higher, and you're going to continue to move up higher in what God has for you. And it is going to be a blessing, not only to your life, because you find yourself walking and living at a higher level, and you're able to be a blessing to those around you. You're going to be a greater blessing. I'm going to be a greater blessing than I ever even thought possible. I say that, and I believe believe that with my whole heart, because even now we're blessing people and doing things in ways that we didn't, you know, we dreamt of in a sense, but you know, your mind just goes, I can't even see how that would even be possible. But now I've even changed the way that I think, you know, your imagination was actually given to you by God.
Yes,
not so that it would be found in the dumpsters of life, but so that you would actually be able to create, you would be able to think like God thinks, you'd be able to, you know, like, wow, Lord, can you do this through me? Could you make this happen? Lord, I thank you that you can, that you do, and that I will adjust and I will line up. And the Lord, he will inspire your thinking even, inspire your imagination, because that's how you actually can start thinking like he thinks. And you can start having what he desires for you to have that he's already made available for you.
Amen.
But you got to get out of the comfort mode of your mind. You got to get out of that, the place where you are, you know, the comfort zone where you feel like, oh, this isn't stretching me. You know, you actually regularly, we should feel times of being stretched. We should be like feeling like, wow, you're really challenging me right now. Without challenge and without stretching, we don't grow. And so these things are vital. And as much as I preach to you, I preach to myself, because I'm a person who I would just naturally, you know, just be very much in a comfort zone, just kind of do things. I mean, I like things done differently because I love variety and everything, but I, for the most part, I wouldn't actually like just naturally be growing, naturally accessing things, naturally doing things out of my comfort zone. And so therefore I rely upon the Holy Spirit to help me with that. And he does. And he also, you know, surrounds me with people that help me with that. You know, we help each other in different ways. There's some people that they're so spontaneous. They're just like all over the place. There's no like continuity in their life. There's no predictability or dependability. Everything is chaos and out of order. Okay. That's not the Lord either. Okay.
No, it's not.
And so those type of people, the Lord actually brings other ones into their life that will help them to be organized and structured and to be able to accomplish things and to be able to stick with things to see a great finished product, okay? So we all help each other, but if you're not willing, again, to allow some new things into your life, and that the greatest of those is going to be new divine connections, new relationships. Okay. That you cut off, you know, things that are godly in your life. They've been there for a long time. So you go, oh no, I'm done away with it. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. Some people just go, yeah, I knew she was talking to me that I need to get rid of my husband. Okay. That's not what I'm talking
about.
That's
not it. Yeah.
That is not the Lord. But you understand that we have to be open and we have to embrace new godly things, not ways of the flesh, not evil or wicked things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about godly ways, godly things. So that the Lord actually, because he desires to do more out of you, he desires more and excellent fruit to come forth from each of our lives. And that is really how we establish the kingdom and how we can be a correct representative, a correct ambassador of the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is an excellent kingdom. It's not one that is, you know, using used things to try to, you know, and duct tape to try to hold it together. You know, it's not like the old jalopy of a car going down the road. That is not the correct representation. We as ambassadors of the kingdom, we need to represent the kingdom in a correct and in a most excellent way. And that only happens when we understand actually who we serve and who is on the inside of us.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I think we've covered some things pretty good here. And so I want to encourage you, make the adjustments to be able to live effectively, live powerfully.
Yes. Coming up to a higher standard.
Yeah, just come on, raise it on up there. And then do this. Join us at this conference, Sunday through Wednesday, the No Limits Conference for business and leaders. I want to encourage you. This is going to help you so much.
Right.
And so just make your plans. I'm not going to miss a single meeting. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. That's May 12, 13, 14, 15. Just block it out on your calendar right now. Say, I'm going to get everything that God's got for me, and I am going to another level. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We love you so much. Thanks for listening to the Last Days podcast.
Yes. Have a great day.
Beautiful Katie Holmes and Todd. Hallelujah. Hey, we love you. Sweet. Talk to you soon.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. Hey, this is Dr. Todd Holmes, and I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, whether it was myself or my amazing wife, Katie, maybe the two of us together. If you want to be more than just an occasional listener and desire to really stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this generation, go to riveroftricities.com. That's riveroftricities.com, and click on Donate to be a part of the Last Days Army of monthly partners that we're taking ground with. If you'd like to do that, I would like to send you a special gift for partnering with us. So until next time, thank you so much for listening. God bless you.